we have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here speaking about such an auspicious personality, a imam, a individual, a human being, a divinely appointed imam, a immaculate and infallible imam, who has truly left such a beautiful legacy in the pages of the history of the Muslims, and a legacy which continues to the present day to illuminate people all across the world. So there's a very beautiful conversation that happens between Sufyan al-Thawri and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So Sufyan al-Thawri, he is one of the contemporaries of the era of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And of course, this individual, Sufyan al-Thawri, was known to be a very ascetic kind of a person who was really into spirituality, and he was known for his spirituality. And so it's interesting that in this conversation, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he speaks to Sufyan al-Thawri, and he speaks about, you know, certain pieces of advice. And so he talks about three things that one must do. He says that one is that a person who accompanies bad companions will never be safe. And the second is one who follows the path of wickedness will always be accused of wickedness. And the third thing, piece of advice, is that one who cannot control his tongue will eventually regret it. So, you know, we find here in this conversation that, you know, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he has put forth these three pieces of advice, which are very interesting and very practical pieces of advice. And at the same time, they're very, you know, down to earth and very real. Anybody who has experienced any one of these three, or even has experienced all three of these, will realize the innate truth and this ultimate reality of these statements that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has put forth. You know, one, that an individual who accompanies bad companions will not be safe. You know, anybody growing up who had friends that weren't exactly the best of friends, they weren't good friends, they were, you know, friends who were doing bad things, that in one way or the other, today or tomorrow, we found ourselves getting into trouble because of what our bad companions were doing. You know, the second piece of advice was that one who follows the path of wickedness will be accused of wickedness. And so how true is that? If we engage in things that are evil, and if we engage in bad behavior, if we engage in decadence and corruption and immorality, then we will be accused of those things. We shouldn't expect people to consider us to be righteous when we are doing things that are not righteous. And the last one, of course, is the one who cannot control his tongue will eventually regret. And everybody knows, you know, that when speaking out of anger, it will lead us to saying things we don't mean. When speaking out of fear, it will also lead us to saying things, you know, that we will regret eventually. And so these pieces of advice in this conversation of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This is Dialogue. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
This is the Imam whose name has become our identity. We are not only Muslims, we are Shia Muslims, and then we further identify ourselves as Ja'fari. And there is a reason behind this special link of our community to our sixth Imam. And this has everything to do with the historical context in which the fifth Imam and the sixth Imam, both they played a very crucial role in the fortification of the Shia school of thought. And when I use that term fortification, what I mean is to clearly identifying the Shia school as distinct from the other schools of thought. They were able to demarcate that difference, you know, between the group who are known as Al-Amma and Al-Khassa. Al-Amma, which means the majority of the Muslims, and Al-Khassa is this referring to the Shi'i, you know, minority. His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized, and that is why when we talk about the Shi'i laws, we call it Ja'fari school. Although six other imams came after him. It's not to negate their role or their contribution. What it means is that he was basically the one who gave it a very clear distinction during his own time. And this whole idea of, you know, emphasizing in giving this unique distinction to the school of thought known as Ja'fari, this is based on the famous hadith of the Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, إِنِّي تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمَ سَقَلَيْنِ كِتَابُ اللَّهُ وَعِتْرَةِ أَهْلُ بَيْتِ, that I am actually, you know, living among you two objects of very high estimation, the Book of Allah and my family. And interestingly, even if you look at the Sunni sources, out of the six books that they have, as-Siha as-Sitta, Three of them have this narration. And this is beyond any doubt as far as the authenticity is concerned. You have a very prominent scholar of this century among Sunnis by the name of Shaykh Nasiruddin Albani, who died in 1991. He also rejects the doubts created by Ibn Taymiyyah. He himself was Salafi, but on this issue he says Ibn Taymiyyah is wrong. This is a hadith which is authentic, and he says, you know, Zayd bin Arqam is a narrator according to Sahih Muslim.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.